Donald Trump, Fauci says he's science, but he's merely science fiction. By Wendell Hasebo on June 10, 2021. Former President Donald Trump released a statement Thursday highlighting Dr. Anthony Fauci's coronavirus failures, labeling him science fiction. The so-called experts like Dr. Fauci were wrong about the Wuhan lab and China's role the entire time, Trump wrote. Just think how bad things would have gotten if I followed Dr. Fauci's advice and never closed down travel from China, and other things? Dr. Fauci likes to say that he is science, when in fact he is merely science fiction. It is now unanimous, and I have been proven right. Once again, that the initial World Health Organization report on the Wuhan lab was flawed and must be redone. This time by a truly transparent investigation, Trump said. We were right about the China virus from the beginning. And now the entire world sees it. This is why the Chinese Communist Party should pay $10 trillion in global reparations for what they allowed to happen. The worst event in world history, Trump concluded. Trump's statement comes after Fauci said Wednesday, "Attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. All of the things I have spoken about, consistently, from the very beginning, have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people. People want to fire me or put me in jail for what I've done," Fauci said. Namely, follow the science. Congressional lawmakers have called for Fauci's firing, an event that would necessitate legislation. That process is already underway, with Republican House members filing a bill to do so. Representative Warren Davidson, R.O., introduced legislation called the Fauci Incompetence Requires Early Dismissal Act, in which he said, "Dr. Fauci represents everything that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address. The scientific technical elite steering the country toward their own ends. Americans have had decades of Dr. Fauci's leadership, and he publicly failed to respond appropriately to the COVID-19 pandemic. It is time for him to step aside so that new leadership can follow the science and start reopening America," his statement read.